You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A memorial is growing at 16th and Taylor in Racine following a high-speed collision that has now resulted in the death of a 17-year-old girl. Homicide charges are now likely for the death of Tyrena Scales. Police say the crash happened when Salvador Coronado's Camaro struck a vehicle carrying five teenagers while being pursued by police. The body found in Lake Michigan near Kenosha's Eichelman Park has been identified as 18-year-old Kyla Sobchak. She'd been missing since December 17th. Kenosha police say they're investigating. A Burlington woman has been charged with a felony for allegedly hiding her 13-year-old daughter from the child's father for 6 days. The incident led to an extensive search operation. 36-year-old Louisa Asala is now being held on a $20,000 bond. Big issues were debated last night. Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel talked about crucial issues including abortion rights, election laws, and public sector unions. The April 1st election, just 3 weeks away, will determine the court's ideological balance. And the Racine County Eye has a new feature explaining zoning regulations. They make it interesting, and you'll learn how Mount Pleasant allocates what they've got. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Packer players moving on. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL Free Agency. Two Packer players have signed with other teams. Center Josh Myers, a one-year contract with the Jets. Running back A.J. Dillon joins the Eagles, also a one-year deal. Men's college basketball, the Badgers taking on Northwestern today in the Big Ten tournament. Marquette against Xavier in the Big East tourney. In Madison, Sarah Williams says she's entering a transfer portal after 3 years on the Wisconsin women's basketball team. NBA Bucks basketball tonight. They host the LA Lakers. And Shaquille O'Neal had this to say about former Bucks player and business mentor Junior Bridgman, who died on Tuesday.
Yeah, this one really hit hard for me. They always tell us stories about how 75% of athletes 0 to 5 years after they're done playing go broke. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but I've patterned my whole business acumen after Junior Bridgman. This one hurts a lot.
That's Shaquille O'Neal with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. All right, all right, all right. Matthew McConaughey is back after a 6-year hiatus. The star of Dazed and Confused and True Detective returns to the big screen in The Rivals of Amzia King. During his hiatus, McConaughey wrote a book, spent time with his family, and stayed fresh by doing voice work in films like Sing 2. McConaughey's memoir, Green Lights, is now available. Will the new Jurassic Park be rated R? As a fan of dinosaurs and thrillers, I really hoped so, but seriously doubt it. Fans are speculating based on the new trailer and how dark it seems, and the fact that the franchise introduces a new, especially scary monster called the D-Rex. Social media users seemed excited at the idea of an R-rated, truly freaky Jurassic Park. Unfortunately, according to the experts, studios will most likely not want to give up those under-17 profits. Eric Stone Street is expanding his acting talents. The hilarious and Emmy-winning Stone Street, who played Cam on Modern Family for 9 seasons, has agreed to a role on Dexter. Stone Street will play Dexter's estranged brother, who he was separated from at a young age. You can catch Eric Stone Street on Dexter Sunday nights on Showtime. Hate speech and toxic social media users had to take a powder this past Monday when Twitter, also referred to as X, experienced outages, leaving anonymous users and bots with nowhere to spew their disinformation. Angry young men who hide behind avatars and fake screen IDs probably experienced calm for the first time in the last few years. Better a Twitter malfunction than a Cybertruck. Dolly Parton told Oprah Winfrey that she thought she would be a great mother. Parton elaborated, saying she and her recently deceased husband, Carl Thomas Dean, ultimately decided not to have kids because Parton wanted the freedom to pursue her career and be a mother to all children. That is so Dolly Parton. Parton said at one point they even had a name picked out if they had a girl, but decided against it. I'm guessing it was Dolly Jr.? Billy Joel is putting his health before his tour. The 75-year-old music icon has wisely chosen to postpone working the road so he can rehab after a recent medical procedure. Joel's camp says he will take 4 months away from performing to get his health back. Joel expects to make a full recovery and will resume his tour in Pittsburgh on July 5th of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are tracking a powerful spring storm system that could bring a few showers and thunderstorms tomorrow evening into tomorrow night. A couple of those could be strong to severe, especially to the southwest. Then more rain Saturday with rain changing to little snow on Sunday. Today, though, sunshine 50, tomorrow partly cloudy in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.